This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's the question for Doug Oster. You think you and I will ever grow up? We've been sitting here watching Superman and Batman.
Yeah, what you don't know behind the scenes is for the last couple weeks, we used to watch Father Knows Best. Yeah, this big screen would be playing. No sound while we're doing the show. Well, for the last couple of weeks, Batman. I don't know what station you found, but
this is H&I, Heroes and Something.
I came in early and he's laughing. I said, I just want to come in and watch Superman for a while.
You know, they were so campy, but they were really good. And, you know, Superman for the late 50s, George Reeves, to do the show in color back then, I mean, to bankroll that, I mean, that was a big production.
And it was such a great show.
It really was. But you think about Batman, Julie Newmar, Catwoman, we're just watching her moments ago. Cesar Romero, Frank Gorshin.
I'm watching her right now.
Yeah, I know you are. Frank Gorshin from Pittsburgh. Just good stuff. Anyway, let's take the 10th caller to begin today's edition of the Organic Gardeners. Jessica Walliser is off. Doug is here, everybodygardens.com. And of course, from that great brand that is the Tribune Review, we will take the 10th caller to win a wonderful gift certificate from Sorgles. That number is 412-922-1020. But here's the key. We want to try to get as many phone calls this hour as we can. Gifts for gardeners, maintenance for your Christmas wreaths, your trees, all of that stuff that you're doing this time of year. General gardening questions, that wish list heading into next gardening season. All of the questions that you have right now, call us. Every line is open, 866-391-1020. Doug.
Well, good morning. I am Doug Oster from Everybody Gardens and the Tribune Review. And today, come out and see Gardening Santa for the last time this year. Gardening Santa is at Hahn from 1 to 4 today. Hahn Nursery is in Ross Township. And it is so much fun. We keep it very relaxed and last week, I watched Santa. I only had one kid who couldn't get close. You know, sometimes kids are really scared of Santa. You got to take it real easy.
Why do you think that? I mean,
Santa's like, he's ho, 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 and ringing bells, and he's got this weird costume on it.
And a beard.
You know, he's checking you every day, you know. It's scary.
But then you start to realize it's give and take. You give a little affection, you get to take presents, then you know he's a good guy.
Mommy to come sit next to Santa with the kid and you know, you take your time. There's no line. It's absolutely free. Somebody told me what it costs to get a picture with like a mall Santa. And
listen, you mean the glossies, the 8x10s?
It's outrageous. It's expensive. And you have to wait in line. No, wait in line. You kids, pets, whole families. I love when the whole family comes around Santa to get the picture. It's awesome. And of course, as always, there's free treats there, too. So come see the Gardening Santa today from 1 to 4. It is so wonderful. Megan Rogers, who does Everybody Craves, which is the food site, mine's Everybody Gardens, she, for her whole life, wanted to be Santa's elf. So she comes and she's Santa's elf. And then my friend Diana, who works at Hahn, she's Mrs. Claus. And so it's really fun.
That's good.
We had great crowds last week. I don't know what this weather's going to do for the crowds, but I hope that come out and, like I said, bring the dogs. You know, you had a lot of dogs last week. Yeah, it was awesome.
How do you feel about that when you know when these big dogs kind of?
It's awesome.
That's cool.
It's awesome.
Dogs like Santa, right?
Yeah, they don't know any better. You put a treat in Santa's hand, the dog's just like, oh, I love this guy. Great beard too.
That's good though.
You know, I just wrote a story about some of the new introductions coming out and every year we get lots of cool new stuff, but there is one that I'm really interested in. It's a new type of basil, and it's called Everleaf Emerald Towers. Not the greatest name in the world, Everleaf Emerald Towers. And I got a chance to interview Bree Arthur, who is another garden writer, and she grew out this basil last year, and against 15 other basils, matching them with heirloom tomatoes, everyone who came and did the trial voted for this basil as their favorite. She she told me, she goes, everyone should grow this. And she goes, I don't say this about a lot of things. And so that's one of the things that I wrote about. And I really love basil. I grow lots of different types of basil. This is another one that I'm going to give a shot to this year. The seeds are available from Territorial Seed, Park Seed, and Stokes Seed. I think I might have saw it Burpee too, but you can. The seeds are going to be available. In fact, I posted it on my Facebook page, and somebody's told me they already ordered the seeds, so you can get the seeds. It grows real tall in like a column. It's not like a bushy basil, and she described the texture as just, you know, the leaves are very thin, and so she just loved it. So usually when we have new introductions, we don't know how they're going to do. We always test them ourselves. But with her growing this, I think it's a pretty good indication this could be a really great basil. And the other thing I saw was a new type of caladium. Caladiums are a foliage plant, and I love them because they're shade lovers. But there are some coming out, one series called Heart to Heart, where some of them are okay for the sun. They have a thicker leaf, and I was looking at them, and I thought that was pretty interesting. I use them all over my shade garden, but it would be nice to be able to get them out in the sun. And this time of the year, it is good to go out into the garden and just look at the bones of the garden. I'm really going out. I'm taking notes. I'm thinking, okay, where should I add trees? Where should I add shrubs? What should change in the garden? We have time to think about it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, on these days when it's like in the 40s and the cloudy and it's not too bad to be out there, I like to go out there and sit a little bit. And I have started to hear the very beginning of the birds calling to each other. And as the days get longer, we'll start to hear the birds sing more and more. So
what are they singing about?
They're singing, they're what we call twitterpated. Do you know what that word means?
Mm-mm.
It means that they want a mate. That's a Disney term. They're twitterpated. So they're calling to each other. They're calling to back and forth, male, females. And so this will increase as we get closer to spring.
Kind of like the holiday parties when I was growing up, my dad would say something in my mother's ear, and I'd say, what did he say, Mom? She'd say, never mind. All right, listen, we're going to take a break.
And then smack you in the side of the head.
No, that was my dad that did that. Hey, real quick, Stephen Janoski, Mike and Patty's Bouncing mm-hmm. Baby Boys, growing up, did a little video with me. Not as good as yours, but we're working on them. Listen, if you want to see the best selection of poinsettias, that greenhouse at Janoski's, I could move in there. It's beautiful.
There were last week was National Poinsettia Day,
oh.
And so I reposted the video that I do a video every year out there because again, they're starting those from little itty bitty plants and growing them there. There's no transport, and that's why. All these churches and all these other organizations from all over.
That's where they go.
He says delivery. He says about 50-mile radius, but I know it's farther than that because if somebody wants them,
they'll get them there.
Yeah, and they last a lot longer. That's the trick. Steve is the seed starter. When we were there, he was at 140,000 onions started. They grow a lot of onions on the farm, and there's one variety called Candy, which is most of what they grow, and it's just this wonderful sweet onion, and they just have it down to a science.
And that's what Uncle Dan was famous for.
Yes,
right?
Yeah. Dan was the seed starter, and it was really wonderful to see Steve take over that job. That I could not do that job to sit there, and he has to have them perfectly spaced,
meticulous.
The video I did last year with him, he showed me how to do it, and I did finally catch on. But
how long does that take him to do that? Days, months.
Just a day after day after day. Now it's onions, then it'll be cabbage, then it'll be lettuce, then it'll be whatever's next, tomatoes. That's what he does, and he's good at it.
It's a skill.
Better than I could ever be at.
Patience.
Yep.
And something needed.
And accuracy, because he'll put them in these little itty-bitty trays, and then they have to pot them up. Like there's another group that pots them up, and if they're not exactly where they are, they'll give him the business. Like, they're a little close together, weren't they? Or we had a little patch here where we didn't have any plants.
Oh, man. Good stuff. All right, we'll take a short break. We'll come back. By the way, if you want to talk to Doug, we've got lines available, 866-391-1020. Next hour, Holiday Side Dish is Joe and Frank Dentisi, Kirk Carlson in for Jim Meredith today, Heffron Tillis and Germani and you. And then we've got the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show, and we will be walking the line, picking our weekly winners against the spread, and previewing tonight's Steelers-Buffalo matchup at Heinz Field. All right, we're back. Congratulations to Sandy and Moon. We'd love to hear from you folks at 866-391-1020. If you could, by the way, when are you going to roll out that sweater of yours? I love that sweater, that holiday sweater. It wouldn't be the holidays without that sweater.
Doing that on Pittsburgh Today Live Friday.
Oh, nice.
The 20th.
This week.
Handy Andy, is that this week? Yeah, that's this week.
This Friday.
Handy Andy and I are having our annual ugly sweater competition. Now, I don't know what to do because my ugly sweater is really an ugly sweater. It was made to be a non-ugly sweater. It's a woman's sweater.
But it's not ugly. It's kind of neat. It's kind of like, it's festive. I actually like the thing.
It's definitely the most, most festive. I just don't know how I could change it or make it better. I've looked online for other ugly sweaters, but there's nothing that can compare to a sweater that was, made in the 70s or 80s as a normal sweater, and now we consider it an ugly Christmas sweater. And then I wear, my wife's tights, and I don't know what else to do.
No, don't. I've never seen you in the tights.
You haven't?
No, you never wore the tights to the fish show.
Oh, I yes, I did.
Really?
Oh, yes, I did. I wear the whole outfit.
And the clogs, too?
The whole bit.
My goodness gracious.
Andy won last year.
Really?
Yeah, he put on some kind of...
Oh, I did.
Suit.
Yeah. He looked like an elf, too.
Yeah, and he had lights on, and I don't know what else I can do. Mine is, I'll probably lose because I don't want to change. I think mine is.
It's tradition.
It's tradition, and it's just, you can't get any uglier or more ridiculous.
See, I don't think that, honestly, I think that sweater is really kind of hip. It's cool. Honestly.
A woman's sweater that has four buttons.
You don't like it? I like it. All right. I could see Perry Como wearing that in one of his Christmas specials.
Exactly.
Exactly. 866-391-1020 is the number to dial. All right, let's get to Chris for Doug in Castle Shannon. Hey, Chris, how you doing? Good morning.
Hi, Chris.
Good morning. Good morning, Doug. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm glad you called.
Well, I'm glad to speak with you, too. I wanted to give you my tomato report.
Oh, good.
Between my neighbors and myself, we managed to can 49 quarts of tomatoes out of my yard. I didn't do them all, but shared some with them. And there were still plenty to eat, so I hope you had as much success as I did.
Well, tell me, because people really did struggle this year. In fact, everywhere I go, I hear people struggling with tomatoes.
Really?
How are you growing yours? Is there anything special you're doing? Are they staking or caged, or how do you?
I have multiple layers of fence to keep the creatures off of them, and I staked mine for the most part. I at one point I was using this 2x4-inch mesh as cages, but I found that didn't allow you enough opening to pick tomatoes out, so you had to kind of unfasten the cage.
How many plants?
I had 15 total.
Only 15?
Yeah. They were reasonably well spaced out. They were in an area maybe, 25 feet by 20 feet, somewhere like that.
So what would you say on planting on centers, how far you think you're planting them apart?
Probably about 45 inches, somewhere like that, if I recall correctly.
And what are your favorite varieties? Is there anything special?
Well, let's see. I always like mortgage lifters.
Yeah, those are great.
And brandy wines are terrific if you can get them to, stay right, nice and ripe. This year I tried Cherokee Purples, which turned out quite nicely. And then I used, some of the hybrid beefsteak types because they're, nice for canning. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, Cherokee Purple has probably become one of the most popular heirloom varieties. It sets reliably. It's tasty.
Yeah.
And with your brandy wines, they're usually late season. Do you get them all to ripen up by the end of the season?
No. I mean, I had a lot of ones that were kind of green and started wilting away on me, but they're the ones for eating as opposed to trying to can. Usually my canning is done by the time those things really start turning out nice.
How did you get into the gardening?
Folks canned. I inherited all the jars. I decided I'm going to continue doing this, and it's nice. You make soups and sauces out of the canning proceeds, and it really works good.
How long will they last?
I give a lot away for gifts, but this year, I still had some 2018s left before I started, with the canning of the 2019. So You know, they, depending on how fast you use them, you know, they'll last into the next season.
Are you starting from seed or from plant?
I have been starting from seeds. You know, at this point, I'm thinking, I may go to plants as opposed to seeds. But it's still fun. But you got to get started, like, you know, in, like, late February, early March, somewhere like that. I don't have the great greenhouse or lights like you do, but from seeds, they even do pretty well in windows if you keep them, you know.
There's one variety I just want to turn you on to that I have fallen in love with, and it's called Heart of Italy.
Heart of Italy. Okay.
And every year, Hahn Nursery has it. I'm sure you can find it other places, or you could find the seeds somewhere. You know, it's just a big oxheart variety that... it's just meaty and tasty, and it's just become my absolute favorite tomato. So, Chris, I sure appreciate your call and letting us know all about your tomatoes.
All right, we're going to come back. We've got Maria in Pittsburgh, tomato plant question for Doug. Wide open phone lines today. Doug is here. Jessica is off. That number is 866-391-1020. Holiday side dishes with Joe and Frank Dentisi, the Coons Cooking Hour. Don't forget the Feast of the Seven Fishes broadcast with Joe and Frank beginning at 9 until 1 o'clock on Christmas Eve at the Coons Market on McKnight Road. I'll let you do it. Go ahead.
All right, we just saw Steve Allen on Batman.
I know, big deal, right? Peter and Gordon, great. I mean, who would have ever thought when they were making this television show in the 60s that...
We'd be seeing it in 2019.
Doug, that's amazing. Amazing. I said earlier today, 80th anniversary today of Gone with the Wind being released. 80th anniversary. I mean, mm-hmm. That's people still watching that movie.
Same year that Wizard of Oz came out.
Yeah. You think they'll be talking about us 80 years from now?
No, they'll be talking about us tomorrow.
Oh, good. That's the way I like it. 866-391-1020. All right, what we're going to do right now, we're going to give away that gift certificate. $25. The folks from Janoski's, if you're the 10th caller, 412-922-1020.
And real quick, come see Gardening Santa from 1 to 4 today at Hahn Nursery. So much fun. Kids, pets, families, come on down.
All right, let's go to Sally. Sally is next up on KDK Radio's Organic Gardeners with Doug Oster. Jessica Walliser is off today. Go ahead, Sally.
Hello. Good morning, Doug, and happy holidays and blessings to you all.
Good morning. What's on your mind?
I have gotten a cactus as a gift, Doug, and I have plants inside and out, but I never had a cactus. How do I care for it? What special needs does it have?
So is it like a real cactus with like the thorns and all that stuff on it, or is it like a Christmas cactus? Do you know?
It's a real cactus.
Okay, so main thing is to keep it on the dry side, and I mean dry. The number one reason that a plant like that gets killed is too much water. And so So keep an eye on it. Get to know when you lift it where it should be as far as watering. You know, if you lift up that pot and it's real heavy, it's got too much water in it. But if it's like super light, it needs just a little bit of water. You know, for depending on where the cactus is in the house, you know, whether it's by a dryer or a heater vent or by a sunny window, that's going to depend how often you dry it. But just err on the side of keeping it on the dry side. And just keep an eye on it. Yeah, it's not going to be watered as much as your normal house plants.
Hey, Doug, it's in a smaller pot. As time goes on, should I transplant it in a bigger one?
But be careful and use a medium that's for succulents. You know, you can go to the nursery and you can find a certain type of planting medium that drains really well. And whenever you are moving a cactus, be very, very careful, because even if it has those little soft thorns on it, those can get stuck in your finger and it's a real pain. So it's a good idea to always to wear gloves when you're dealing with succulents.
All right, let's go to Maria in Pittsburgh. Maria, how are you? Welcome to KDK, the Organic Gardeners.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
I'd like to ask a question about a tomato plant I grew last summer.
All right.
And I saved some seeds, and I usually grow perennials in my backyard. Someone gave me this little tomato plant, and it grew and grew, and I just don't know, how do you stake a tomato plant that's over 7 feet high?
Use an 8-foot stake. So this is very...
I don't know what to do with this monster. I just let it go.
It's very common, yeah. And so I use I make my own tomato cages, but they're only about 6 foot tall.
Mm-hmm.
And because in my situation where we don't have full sun, they'll grow 10 foot tall. And all that I'll do is I've got kind of like some wire up behind them. It's hard to explain, but mm-hmm. just some kind of support, or you just let them kind of flop over the top of the cage. In the case of if you were staking it, you know, a lot of times you can just remove the top of the plant if you get to a certain height. You don't want it to get any higher. I just let them go. I let them go in the cage and flop over. But I want to talk to you about saving the seeds. Do you know the variety of the tomato?
No. Someone gave me this plant.
Okay. So here's the story for saving seeds. If that is a variety that was that they came up with through hybrid breeding, which mm-hmm. just means crossing a couple plants to get, you know, different traits out of each one. If it's hybrid, those seeds won't grow the same exact thing next year.
Okay.
So you really don't know, but you could start a couple of those seeds and just see what it turns out to be. Because sometimes it's very close to what the hybrid was. Sometimes it's completely different. Sometimes you can save the seeds from a hybrid beefsteak tomato and come up with a cherry tomato.
Oh, boy.
So you know, don't use your whole garden for those seeds, but grow one or two of them out and see what it becomes, because I've had some interesting results from that. And the other side of the coin, it might be the other type of plant, which is open pollinated, which means it would be true to what that was. So without knowing, we just won't know what that tomato will be when it grows.
Okay. I was told it was an Italian tomato. I was wondering if it's the heart of Italy. Does the heart of Italy grow like a point at the bottom?
Yeah, it looks like an ox heart, like a...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but there are a ton of different oxheart varieties. And so, you know, we've got Heart of Italy, we've got Hungarian Pink, we've got all these other weird varieties that grow in that shape. The fact that it is an Italian tomato and it has that shape, there's a good shot that it's probably not a hybrid, that it's going to be the same thing. So I would start a couple seeds and see what it produces.
Tell me the origins of the tomato. European, United States, where? Well, we know it's North America. Where did tomatoes all begin? Do you know?
I don't know for sure. I think it might be South America.
Okay.
I think they grew as like little itty bitty, you know, wild fruits.
Like and a berry of some
yeah,
sort.
Yeah, yeah. You can still grow some of those wild tomatoes. There's one called Matt's Wild Cherry, which just puts on like thousands of little itty bitty red tomatoes. And so I think it's South America, but I might be wrong. Somebody will correct me.
You did all this work. We have 1 minute to the break, so let's do a little lightning round here. Bones of the garden, what do you mean?
So that just means looking at what you have now. Everything's done. So we look at the big bones, the trees and the shrubs, and we work around that. This is a good time to look at the bones of the garden.
Winter garden buds.
I love spending time in the winter and looking at the buds. I just posted a picture on my Instagram of magnolia buds. And this is the time when you have time to look at closely at plants that have those buds waiting for spring blooms.
Holiday plants outside the box.
Right. Instead of poinsettias, paper whites, and
cactus.
Christmas cactus, there's one thing I love is like a Christmas tree made out of lavender or rosemary. You can find those at nurseries. There's a lot of different types of plants out there. A little dwarf Alberta spruce with some like fake snow on it. And then you could actually probably stick that outside when things warm up.
Definitely worth tuning in. Facebook, 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow, 1 p.m., I'll be doing a Facebook Live from FIPS. And we're going to have a lot of fun. We want your questions. So you go to the Everybody Gardens Facebook page, and I'll have two guests from FIPS.
That's pretty cool.
And we'll be doing it live. It'll be fun.
That's neat. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We've got Pete in Russellton and Tim in Lower Borough. Joe and Frank Dentisi are here getting ready for their show, Holiday Side Dishes. Kirk Carlson, truly one of Barron's top 100 financial advisors, year after year, like Mr. Meredith is. He is in for Jim Meredith today. It's Heffron. Until it's in your money and you, then the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show, beginning at 11 KDK Radio. You have anything else before we talk to Pete? We got Mrs. Know-It-All, too.
Well, let's get to Mrs. Know-It-All. We want to hear what she has to say.
Go ahead.
It's time for Mrs. Know-It-All, Denise Schreiber, our horticulturalist gardener and garden goddess. Denise, how are you this morning?
Good. You were talking about the candy onions. And when I make my pickled beets, I always put a few pieces of the candy onions in my pickled beets. I think that's
so
why
good.
I win so many prizes with them.
It sounds so good. I know you have to have some new introductions to talk about. Did you see it cultivate or any of these trade shows you've been at, or at some of the stuff that you grew?
Well, I gave you some seed last year. I don't know if you grew it, the San Marzano Redorta.
Yeah, that's an awesome tomato.
You know, and the lady who called about having the 7-foot tomatoes, mine were close to 7 foot. I had them caged, but I bought a new system, and it'll actually hold them up. And it, the system actually will, you can grow beans on it as well, and a number of other plants like, you know, squash, you know, cucumbers, that. So I'll be using that this year, but they are a fabulous tomato. You know, very few seeds. I was saving them, and I'm like, people were asking me for the seed. I'm like, well, you know, I can only give you like 5 seeds because there just weren't that many seeds in it. But they were, you know, juicy. They weren't juicy per se, but they had really good flavor, and they were very meaty, and they made a great sauce is what I did with them because, you know, I make a ton of sauce every year.
Yeah, that tomato has a really great, you know, following. San Marzano Redotto.
Redotto. That sounds like a song from the 80s or something, you know?
Yeah, that's a Styx song.
Yeah, yeah, I couldn't think of Styx.
Mr. Roboto.
Oh, my goodness. All right, I think all this garlic's starting to affect the way I think. All right, let's go to Pete.
Certainly affects the way I think.
You know what, though? How long have you been at the Trib now, you said?
I don't know, 3-4 years.
Have you ever been sick?
No, never missed a day.
You've never come here with a cold maybe once in the 15 years I've known you, so there must be something to it.
Because people won't come close to me because I smell like garlic.
That's smart thinking. Let's go to Pete in Russellton.
Hey, Pete.
Hey, Doug Oster. How you doing, Pete?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm fine, thank you, and happy holidays
happy
to all.
Happy holidays.
This question goes back to reference to 2018. Which I grew like 19 different varieties of heirloom tomatoes. Mm-hmm. But this one tomato I grew, Mortgage Lifter, we're all familiar with that. And I raised that from seed. And the one Mortgage Lifter plant produced a yellow tomato. Okay. And this tomato was like excellent. I mean, it 5 stars in all regards. But at any rate, what I did, I saved the seeds from that yellow tomato. In this past year, 2019, I planted these seeds. I didn't isolate them. I forgot to do that. But all the tomatoes from that yellow seed tomato produced yellow tomatoes.
And were they as tasty?
Pardon me?
Were they like the same tomato? Were they like?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good news.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know any that much about seed genetics, but I mean, if these seeds truly produce yellow tomatoes every season, I mean, where do you go with like trying to get a tomato named? Or am I like this takes? I'm pretty sure it takes years to do this.
Yeah, you'd have to hook up with one of the breeders, and yeah, we'd have to make sure that it was to stabilize it. But a lot of times, how this works is that you'll keep growing that tomato. It will be uh-huh. that nice yellow tomato, and it will just be, you name it. You know, you can just name it and then add it to something like, if you were a member of, it's called Seed Savers Exchange.
Right,
and,
exactly.
You know, so it would be your tomato, and other than that, if you want to patent it and all that, and then, you know, sell the seeds eventually, that's quite a journey.
I could imagine.
If you just want to, you know, make sure everybody can grow a great tomato, you name it what you want to call it, and then make the seeds available. And then, in my case, you know, the tomato that I've always loved from Pittsburgh, it's called the Limbaugh Legacy Potato Top Tomato. That's the one I've been giving away since 2000. Well, my friend Gary Ibsen at Tomato Fest, he loved that, and so he's offering those. He's growing out enough of those so people could buy the seeds, which is fine with me. You know, I want the seed to be out there. I want that tomato to persist for decades. You know, I want it to continue. So for you, it's about, you know, what do you want out of the tomato? You know, do you want it? Try and patent it and become rich beyond your wildest dreams? Or do you just want people to be able to grow the coolest Pittsburgh yellow tomato found by accident? Because that's how a lot of things are discovered. You know, that's probably it's either another seed that dropped into the mortgage lifter seeds that you were growing, or it's a sport. And, you know, something happened somewhere down the line that gave you that one tomato that was yellow. If it's a sport, that means, hey, that's your tomato. So I want some seeds from it, though.
You called it a sport?
Yeah, a sport is like when natural genetics make a change. Like if you had 1,000 hosta seeds, what happens? You got 1,000 hosta seeds, and they're all green. Well, one of them is variegated. That's called a sport. And then you take that and turn it into something that, again, makes you rich. Remember, the organic gardeners always aim to create a better place to garden.
And a safer place to live. So we'll see you tomorrow, Facebook Live.
Tomorrow, Facebook Live from Phipps. Today, you can see the Gardening Santa from 1 to 4 at Hahn Nursery.
Not to be confused with you, of course.
Of course.
And, of course, also, you'll be doing your incredible videos with Tribune Review, and you'll be on Pittsburgh Today Live Friday with Andy.
Yep, with the Ugly Sweater Contest.
Have a great week, okay?
You too.
Stay with us, because Joe and Frank Dentisi, holiday side dishes next. Melinda Roeder's got your news in 3 minutes at 8 o'clock. Rob Pratt Sunday. Good morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.